Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Why you need a well-being wardrobe. That's according to the BBC. If things don't change fast, the fashion industry could use a quarter of the world's remaining global carbon budget to keep warming under 2 degrees C by 2050 and use 35% more land to produce fibers by 2030. While this seems incredible, it's not. Over the past 15 years, clothing production has doubled, while the length of time we actually wear the clothes has fallen by nearly 40%. It's absolutely fascinating what is happening in the world of fashion. And I remember when I was younger, my mother would go and buy, it was winter or it was summer, and she'd buy a couple of items, and those were her new winter or summer items that would last throughout and obviously for years then still to come. But you didn't go and buy the amount of clothes that we do today. Nicole Cooper is a trend researcher. She's an analyst, cultural strategist at Nicole Cooper and Associates. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
I am well, thank you. So the world has really changed in that this fast fashion, almost epidemic, has become something that is impacting on our environment quite greatly.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, it's been a long time coming. However, this sort of the COVID period has really shown us what is really important, and a lot of people have assessed their lifestyles and are choosing to be, I guess, better humans. So the fashion industry found itself under a microscope, and I think it was just a trend that was happening, but in light of COVID, it really fast-tracked that trend.
I've also noticed, and I don't know if it's just something that I'm more attuned to, but I've also noticed that luxury brands, that there's becoming a very powerful market for a secondary market for luxury brands. In other words, people have looked after their Louis Vuittons or whatever that would be, or they and now decide that it's time just to sell that. They don't want it sitting in the cupboard. They sell it, and to other people who are buying it. Is this all part of that trend?
I think it's a little bit of with two phases there. I think when you're looking at luxury fashion, because there are those sort of limited edition pieces, mm-hmm. it becomes more of an investment rather than something just to wear. And I think it's you know, it's like purchasing an antique. Whereas the idea of slow fashion and luxury, you know, and purchasing, rather purchase better than, you know, a lot of items. I think that's something that, you know, Vivienne Westwood, the designer, has been pushing for a long time, is like buy less clothes, but buy better. We're starting to see that sort of across the board, even into sort of food trends. You know, the idea of like, if you're going to eat good meat, spend that extra amount because it's going to be good for your body.
Right.
So I think there's a two phase there. That particular market, the pre-owned market, is growing substantially, but that kind of is only for a certain sort of consumer group, which is that sort of high income level.
Is that a reality? I know that our brains tell us and marketing tells us that if something is more expensive, it will last longer, it's better for us. Is that largely true?
I mean, I wouldn't go into the manufacturing part of it, but I think, you know, especially in this kind of like buy better, a lot of the things are handmade. There are, you know, pushing into the craft of fashion rather than just providing clothing. And I think that's kind of a key thing, is to look at, you know, fashion versus clothing, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Is there a move on the part of the fast fashion retailers to be more responsible?
Absolutely. We're seeing Zara, we are seeing H&M, pushing towards sustainability, pulling in sustainable ranges. I think what's really critical to note with these larger chains, it's, you know, with a smaller luxury brand per se, or a smaller sustainable brand, their footprint is not as large as someone like H&M or Zara. If we push those retailers to a more sustainable place with that magnitude of a footprint, that can make a huge and dramatic change.
How significant is the actual problem? And I know we read these numbers, but you know, but they don't mean anything to me. In all honesty, 35% increase land mass required for it. Those are just numbers. How do we actually understand what that means?
I think, you know, we have to look at sustainability as sort of multifaceted. Sustainability is not just in the manufacturing process. We look at things like economic sustainability. You know, so not just about one single facet of sustainability. And I push my clients into those spaces. You know, if you are not green yet, but you are practicing economic sustainability by hiring local people, that's a different kind of sustainability, but it still is. I just think that, I mean, there's about 10 points that go into whether a brand is sustainable or not. And I think at this time, well, I know in the future it's going to be a prerequisite, but at this time I would push brands just to start because it's a long process to get fully green.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it is 7 o'clock. Nicole Cooper, trend researcher, analyst, and cultural strategist at Nicole Cooper and Associates. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.